Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where I talk about the things I found on the internet, but I don't fact check or research anything. Now, before I introduce my guest for today, I need to apologize because I'm an idiot. I lied. Honestly, I lied. I told you on Twitch and on Twitter that my dad was going to be the guest host for today, but I misread a text message, meaning I just completely ignored it, that he was going to be here on the 18th, not the 11th, to record. So, I'm going to introduce my guest, because that is not my father. I apologize. But this guest is very, very special. This is a guest host that you've all been waiting for. I'm not going to look at him. One that you probably never thought I would be famous enough to get on the show. He's a man of very few words, but when he does speak, they are logical, thoughtful, and truthful. I'm nervous because he's staring at me. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my boyfriend, Matthew, middle name and last name will be held for personal reasons. Y'all are stalkers. All right, Matthew, we are going to start with the holidays of today. So I have to wish you a happy baseball fan day. This was originally planned for my father. He's a baseball fan. Matt and I have gone to games before, but basketball and football are our jam. Also, happy World Elephant Day. I adopted many elephants. You probably didn't know that. All right, moving on. First bit of news today, Colleen has chopped off her hair. She had to cut it for her role as Dawn in The Waitress, and I think she looks amazing. She cut it off. She now looks like the world's biggest soccer mom. I think it fits with her current status as a mom. I showed it to Matthew. Did you like it? He says yes. But there is sad news in the world today. I was sad. I don't think that Miley is sad, but Miley and Liam Hemsworth broke up. They're not an off-again relationship. I feel like they're definitely going to be on again. They didn't break up. They're separating for now. Miley described it as that they are constantly growing and evolving as humans, and you can't fight change. It's all about the climb, you guys. And I think right now she just wants to explore. I'm sure he wants to explore. They said they're going to work on themselves individually and focus on their careers. So I'm expecting in a year for them to get back together. Matthew, any insight into the relationship? Do you think they'll be on again ever?
I wasn't listening.
Oh, my God. Miley and Liam, they broke up. They're separated. Do you think they'll get back together?
Next question.
Oh, my God. Do you have as big a crush on Miley Cyrus as I do?
Next question.
Oh, my God. All right. This one you would least know about. It has to do with Twitch. Matt is one of the reasons I'm actually on Twitch. I'm just dropping microphones over there. Matt's the reason I'm on Twitch. Jessica is. But Matt helps me with all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the logistics of it. And he's, you know, he gave me his office. I've taken over his office to do Twitch. But so he knows about this. Ninja recently left Twitch. He is now on Mixer. He got 1 million subscribers in 5 days on Mixer. And he left his Twitch page up, which I didn't understand. So his Twitch page is still going. I mean, if I left a platform and signed on with another platform, like that's an exclusive contract for both. I would definitely delete the channel on the old one. I guess if he's still making money from it, if people are like still subscribing, I don't know, maybe it's a money grab. But anyways, Twitch site is still up and they were running ads on it, and they ran a ad for what he described as porn. Twitch doesn't allow porn from what I know. There are people on Twitch that do. If you're watching, those are Matt's feet. There are people on Twitch that do porn, but they don't do porn on Twitch. So they ran ads for people who are porn stars, but that's not what the ad was for. But anyway, Ninja described it as disgusting, which I think was a strong word. If they were playing things like that on mine, I'd just be like, oh my gosh, I have not a mature audience. Twitch, just so you know, you're running ads for underage people. But I would never use it as disgusting. I'm kind of getting a feeling that since he's... Okay, I have a thing against Mixer, because if I showed my shoulders, I would be considered mature. And I try very hard to keep my brand family-friendly. And it's kind of offensive that I would be labeled as mature. I feel like I'm labeled as PG-13, not R or X. And I feel like Ninja's just maybe a little sexist. I might get hate for saying that. I get the feeling that he doesn't really respect women. I'm not a huge fan. I didn't watch his video. But the fact that he just said that, I just feel like he's handling it wrong. I don't quite support, I don't know. He was being weird about it on Twitter. Again, I didn't watch his video about it because I was on an airplane and I read the whole thing. But Matt, what do you think about his comments? What do you think about him? What do you think about the comments?
That's a shame.
It's a shame that he said those things from a man who respects women, y'all. All right. Now, there's an article going around Twitter that says that cats don't actually learn words, so they don't actually know their names. Because dogs can learn up to like 300 words and gestures or something like ridiculous like that. And cats, they're saying, actually don't learn their names. And you're like, well, that's ridiculous because I call my cat's name and it comes. They're trained to respond to the way you're calling them, but you're speaking complete gibberish. They don't memorize your words. They memorize the way you say things. And Twitter is in a big debate about it because they don't believe that. They're saying that, like, they're like, no, my cat knows its name. I think this makes perfect sense because cats completely ignore us and hate us. So this makes sense to me that they wouldn't know English. Like, they're not responding to anything we say. Dogs understand us. I fully believe that dogs understand everything we're saying and that they can speak English. They just choose not to. But Matt, do you think that cats can understand us when we speak?
Probably not.
Probably not. A man that believes in science, ladies and gentlemen. I'm asking you this question. Matt has a Twitter. I do not follow it. You will not find him. So you might know what this means. What does scopatumana mean?
Sorry, I got a text message.
Matt, you can't look at text messages while we're podcasting. Oh my God, he's worse than my mom. Okay, I'll ask you again. What does scopatumana mean? If you saw someone say scopatumana on Twitter, would you have any inkling as to what that meant?
No.
Okay. This took me a really long time to figure out, but when someone says scopatumana, they post a picture under it. And I looked up, I couldn't figure out what this meant because then people were replying with their opinions on the picture. And this has been around for like 2-3 weeks now. I Googled and I researched and I was really trying to fact check and get info on what in the world this meant. And I couldn't find the origin. There is no direct translation. It is literally just when someone says that and puts a picture, they respond. Someone out there in the world, in the Twitter world, responds with their opinion on the picture, good or bad. Like, because you know how we do unpopular opinion or like, okay, what's your unpopular opinion about this person? And they'll put a picture of a person. Scopatumana, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I don't think there's a wrong way because it's not an actual sentence or words. But it basically means, what's your opinion on the thing below? I was very annoyed that I couldn't find a point of origin. I'm sure now that it's been out for a while, someone's tried to claim it as their own or tried to make up some weird reasoning for the whole thing. I'm surprised you haven't seen it on Twitter, because you might see it and just like think it's another language and go past it. Now that I'm saying it, have you seen it?
Can we go back to the Miley question?
The one where, do you have a bigger crush on Miley Cyrus as me, or do you think that they'll get back together?
The first one.
You have a bigger crush on Miley's, I do.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we're in love. We have the same taste in women. Moving on. Cardi B. You know Cardi B.
No.
Oh, what? Yes, the girl. That girl, like, she's a rapper. She has a beef with Nicki Minaj. You know her songs. I have to look up a freaking Cardi B song, because I'm not going to be able to function if you don't know a Cardi B song. Drip, Bodak Yellow.
That's copyright infringement.
Oh my God. He knows Cardi. Anyway, you don't need to know who she is in order to know the rest of this. She tweeted, "People who put ketchup in their fridge are not to be trusted." It literally says on the bottle, refrigerate after opening. Because she thinks that it's gross to put something cold on your warm eggs. But then I was getting thinking, I was like, she's crazy. Like, you're supposed to put it in the fridge. That's their whole thing. You don't want it to get gross. But then I was like, at diners and restaurants, they never put it in the fridge. They constantly keep it out. So are we crazy for putting it in the fridge? Or are the diners and Cardi B crazy for not putting it in the fridge? Or are we all crazy for eating ketchup?
No ketchup.
No ketchup. Matt finds it gross how much ketchup I eat. I would actually eat ketchup straight from the bottle if it were socially acceptable. So, ladies and gentlemen, my question for you guys is, you can tweet it to me at podcastATI. Are we crazy for putting it in the fridge? Are restaurants crazy for leaving it out? But they're not, because they are regulated by food control people. I don't know their exact names, but they're regulated. They are told what they can do. And I've worked in a restaurant. The ketchup never goes in the fridge. We actually dump it from one container to another. So I don't know what's wrong here. Like, we shouldn't be getting mad at Cardi, because she's just doing what every restaurant does around. Okay, also, only in America are we this obsessed with ketchup. I was having a conversation with other people today about ketchup. Not even referencing the Cardi B thing. This is just how much I love ketchup. I talked to everyone about it. But we're talking about how, like, in Europe, it's not that big of a deal. But in America, we really love our ketchup. And we really love it cold when we're at home. But we want it warm when we're everywhere else. So I don't think Cardi B is as crazy as we are making her out to be on Twitter. That is all. Chrissy Teigen, speaking of Twitter. Chrissy Teigen. We all say it wrong, but she accepts it, so it doesn't matter. She is my favorite person to follow on Twitter. And she found the best, she called it, hyper-specific shirts that have ever existed. Someone tweeted it, and she retweeted it. I'm going to repeat what is on these shirts. Someone posted these shirts. They're just these white redneck guys who have made these shirts. And here's what one of them reads. Forklift operator, my sense of humor may hurt your feelings or offend you. I suggest you buckle up, buttercup. I change for no one. Okay, that one wasn't too specific, but then they get more specific. I am an a-hole man. I love freedom, drink beer. I love my wife. I protect my family. I eat meat. I have tattoos. If you don't like it, move. Who's not liking tattoos? We're in 2019. Is there a debate against tattoos? I personally don't have any. My family's just never been a tattoo family. But, like, I don't think anyone ever is debating tattoos. Also, he says, I drink beer. I love my wife. No one's debating those things either. These t-shirts are all, like, trying to be like, snowflakes, suck it. But, like, most of these things, we don't care. This last one's good. Hey, snowflake, in the real world, you don't get a participation trophy. Not everyone is a winner. No one owes you anything. Screaming doesn't make you right. As this man is screaming to us on the back of a shirt. Sometimes you actually lose. Crying doesn't solve problems. Nothing is free in this world. People are gonna say things that you don't like. You are not special. These men are putting paragraphs on the back of their t-shirts to tell off us liberal snowflakes, and we are finding it the most delightful thing in the world. You should go to Chrissy Teigen's Twitter and just read the thread of people on the post just making up their own, and it's phenomenal. Mine would be something like, I'm a YouTuber. I make money on the internet. I'm vegan, but sometimes I eat fish. If you don't like it, just subscribe. Matt, would you put anything on the back of a shirt?
Is there a way to take this mic off the stand?
Yes. We shall pause. Is that better?
Still tangled.
Oh my god, the cord is tangled. Please pause. Are you satisfied with your mic?
It's better now.
Okay, it's better now. We're getting more than one word answers, guys. It was the mic that was throwing him off. But, you know, speaking of Chrissy Teigen, people always wonder what she does, and I would like to say she's like a cook. But I often wonder if she has ever cooked with HelloFresh, which leads us to our sponsor today. La, 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 la. Usually my mom does the sponsor song with me. Matt, are you going to sing with me? La, la, la.
Delicious.
He does speak the truth. He too has eaten HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. The food to your door service. HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your comfort level in the kitchen. Truer words have never left my mouth. I am a mess in the kitchen. Matt can agree to that. Matt, am I basically worthless in the kitchen?
Mostly.
Mostly. I'm telling you, he speaks the truth. But I make the HelloFresh meals all by myself, and I don't mess up because it's like basically, it's impossible to mess up with this. It's idiot proof. I'm going to be real. It's idiot proof. The recipes are step by step. The ingredients are pre-measured and the meals are all around 30 minutes, which is great for me because my attention span does not last much longer than that. So I get very bored in the kitchen if you make me be in there for an hour. So these are perfect for me. They're perfect for most people. It's a great way to cut back on takeout food and expensive restaurants if you want to save a penny. And trust me, you won't miss the restaurant meals because HelloFresh has more five-star recipes than any other meal kit. So you know you're going to get something delicious. So if you want to sign up now, if you're terrible at cooking, this is a way to get you in the kitchen, okay? You can get $80 off your first month if you go to HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet80. The 80's in there because you get $80 off your first month. So enter all things internet 80 at checkout. Again, that's HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show, and 80 at the end. Check it out. Get cooking. Get healthy. They have so many different options for different types of diets. We get the vegetarian one, and I make it vegan just by doing a few little different things. It's perfect. I highly suggest it. All right. On to more news. Okay. Matt and I had a conversation about this earlier. Let's see if he has any words to say about it now. Disney announced that it is doing a $12.99 bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus starting on November 12th. First, I have no idea what Disney Plus is. I know that they were trying to start a streaming network, but they didn't ever give out details. I never heard much about it after that. And as a sports person, and I needed to clarify exactly what ESPN Plus was, I was like, Matt, do we use that? Does anyone need ESPN Plus? Do they?
It's not for me.
It's not for him. We are viewers, and he does a lot of like listening to more of like the actual like statistics and stuff of things. I just like watch the game. I go, go! And then he actually knows more about it than I do. But we don't do ESPN Plus because none of the games are actually on there. It's all but it's like the stuff you don't watch is on that. And then the Hulu, this one blew my mind. It's not even the ad-free Hulu. It's just the Hulu, but you still have ads. It's the $5.99 Hulu. By the way, back in my day when Hulu began, it was free. And now you pay $5.99 and you still have ads. Did you know that?
When was it free?
Back when they opened. I started it in college and it was free. I didn't have money in college. And I had my own account and it was free and it had ads. And then it was like, okay, you can do ad free, but it costs money. And now it's like all of Hulu costs money and you have to pay more for no ads. So this Disney Plus package, or Disney Plus Hulu ESPN Plus package, I don't think I'll participate in, just because I don't know what one is. The other no one needs, and the third is a ripoff. So, Matt, I'm sorry, but we're not getting the Disney package. I know you had your heart set on watching Hannah Montana reruns, but I don't even know if those are on there. Miley Cyrus. Arkosh. All right. The Washington Post is at it again, you guys. YouTube moderators think that top creators get special treatment and the community agrees. Yes. Washington Post put this out, and I'm very confused by it. Yes. Anyone at the top of anything is going to get special treatment. I mean, it's not fair, but that's kind of how the world works. I'm a middle line YouTuber. Definitely not at the top, not at the bottom, but I'm friends with people and I know people at both. I've been at the bottom. I've seen it all. Yeah, people at the top get special treatment because that's how businesses work. Like, people are mad that like people like Logan Paul do all these terrible things and he still gets to keep his channel. And other channels that are littler, if they do those terrible things, they get their channel like taken down. I think it's terrible as well. But the thing is, they can't just shut down Logan Paul's YouTube channel because of the backlash they'll receive. But this is the same with any company. Like in sports, like the best player on the team can be the biggest jerk because they need him on the team. I mean, eventually they might get traded if like they're the worst human in the world, but they can get away with a lot more than like the rookies. That just happens. So Logan Paul could get away with a lot more. Matt, do you think Logan Paul should be allowed to?
Never heard of him.
That is actually the truth. So yeah, it's not fair. And YouTubers, like the bigger you are, the more connection you have to people at YouTube. Like when I started my podcast channel, this channel, I couldn't get anyone to talk to me. I couldn't get help when I needed something. So I went to my sister who has contacts and I was like, I need your help. And so she helped me because YouTube gives her contacts because she's higher up. And it's just how I think every system works. I mean, obviously if someone does something bad, they should be punished for it. But it's like an actor, if they're really big named, they can be kind of unbearable on set, but they're still going to keep them on set because they have the name and they need to sell the tickets at the box office. So I don't know why the Washington Post thought this was breaking news. Obviously, no one's really like happy about it, but Washington Post just wants to see YouTubers burn. I don't quite know why. Man, if you remember, I've talked to you about this before. Washington Post started the adpocalypse, the PewDiePie thing. They're the ones that always hate PewDiePie, call him a Nazi.
Fuck the Post.
There you have, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't get why they keep trying to come after us. I mean, we're just living our lives. We have some bad people in our group, but they really seem to want to come after us. I think they just are mad. Jealous? Jealous. I think they're jealous. Haters are just jealous, y'all. All right. The worst news in this week, besides Miley and Liam, you know, going their separate ways for now. For now. Maybe I have a chance now.
Can I get some water?
Yes, you can get some water. We'll pause it before we get to the actual worst news from this week. Okay, we got water, y'all. Okay, so this week, a YouTuber, female YouTuber, I don't actually know her name and I don't care to say it, she accidentally posted the unedited version of her video instead of the edited one. And in it, so I've been told, you can see her abusing her dog. She's hitting it. She's screaming at it and also spitting on it. And the whole thing apparently is very grotesque to watch. Even Logan Paul, I know you don't know who he is, Matthew, said it was grotesque. But then she issued an apology on Twitter. She just typed it out in the notes. We've all learned that that's just, you need to make a video. But I don't think I would ever excuse this ever. But she just said, like, she's going through stuff outside of her household and that's why she did it. So I'm passionate, very passionate about animals, but you can't beat your dog because you're going through something else. Like, that's not an excuse. The LAPD is actually looking into it. I hope she gets put on some blacklist where she's never allowed to have an animal again. And she was like, well, it's a big dog. I have very big dogs. Very, very large dogs, 90 pound and 70 pound. And you don't hit the number one rule with any living thing is you don't hit it. I pat my dogs. Yeah, big dogs you can pat. You can just smack them and be like, oh, that's a good dog. And, you know, they're muscle and you can shake them up in the loving, playful way. But when you do it out of anger, it's a different energy. It's a different feeling. And it's never right. Spitting? I would never spit on any living thing. What is that even? I'm just very upset about the whole thing. I refuse to watch the video because I know I will get very upset and cry over it. I hope that dog gets taken away and given to someone who truly, truly, truly will love it. It's despicable. If you can't control your emotions and you take it out physically on an animal, you deserve to never look at another dog again. Matt, do people... I don't even need your opinion on this. Hitting dogs is wrong.
Put her in jail.
Thank you. It is literally animal abuse. We do not hit dogs in this household. We love them. We cherish them. And we just, that's all. We train them. She was like, I was trying to train my dog. And I was like, that's not how you just, yeah. When a big dog jumps on you, you step forward and you say no in an assertive way. You don't spit and hit and yell at them. It doesn't, anyway. So LAPD is looking into it. It's animal abuse. And is there a blacklist for people so they can't have animals anymore? Probably not. We don't even have blacklists for guns. Anyway, all right. Matt is excited for this one because he told me so earlier. I don't know if he'll tell you. But Twitch is now officially the international streaming partner for USA basketball. Matt, what are you looking at?
Can we talk about this trash corner?
Don't look at my trash corner. I don't let Matt in my office very often.
It's on video.
It's not a trash corner. These are my future videos. I have a bag full of Wish kitchen gadgets. Okay. I have a bag full of random stuff that I can do a video out of if I'm in a pickle. And then I have another bag of things I'm going to make a trick shot video with Andrew with. Okay?
So it's a sneak preview.
It's a sneak preview. Exactly. It's a sneak preview. They definitely look like trash, but I'm recycling grocery bags.
My bad.
Thank you. Back to what I was trying to talk about. Twitch is now streaming international USA basketball. Is this the future of sports?
Definitely.
Definitely. This is, as a sports watcher, player, lover, fan, I hate that if you want to catch every basketball and football game, you have to own three different streaming things, have two different cable accounts. I love the Lakers. Matt loves the Celtics. And we have to have two different things in order to watch all of those games. Because I had to break into my dad's Cox cable account. And we had to, I don't remember, we had Sling, we've had YouTube TV. We've had so many different things just to watch the sports. And it would be amazing if they were just available on all the platforms. And I just don't, I get that it's money. I get that it's money. These Dish TV or DirecTV or whatever the F it's called pays so much money to these sports people so that there's games only on their thing. So people have to buy their network. But they would have so many more fans and so many more viewers if it was more accessible. I've missed so many Lakers games because I'm in LA. Therefore, it's blocked out on most streaming networks, and I can't even figure out half the time where they want me to watch it. I usually have to ask Matt, on any Rams game, I'm like, what app am I supposed to open right now? Because I don't get it. Matt, do not pull out your cord for your microphone. He's over there fiddling with my cord. Anyway, I hope that we go into a streaming, everything's streaming now, but that it's more accessible and available. And if Twitch were able to play all the NBA games, I don't they realize that they would have such a bigger audience. I think it would even out money-wise in the long run, because the more fans you have, the more games they attend, the more merch they get. It's like a snowball effect. And I don't know. Like, if I was only available on a platform you had to pay to see, no one would know who I was. That's my take on it. All right. And last little bit of news. YouTube's creator-on-creator harassment policy could affect commentary channels. So YouTube has gotten in a lot of trouble where there's been channels that harass other YouTubers, other channels, and YouTube's like, well, they're actually within the guidelines. This is fine. And you have like homophobia and all these people just like attacking other humans, just bullying basically. And YouTube's like, technically they're in the guidelines. So YouTube, because everyone was like, you're an idiot, has decided to make a creator and a creator harassment rule. So they haven't given specifics because they don't know them yet, because they're YouTube and they never know anything. Or they do and they just don't tell us. But they're basically saying that they're not going to allow creator and creator harassment anymore. But people are stressing out, but what does this mean for commentary channels? Like drama channels. And like, I was thinking Philip DeFranco, because he is a commentary channel, but he's not harassing. That's a thing. But maybe something he can says where he's like, idiot of the day, this person, because they did this on their channel. Is that considered harassment? Because Philip DeFranco, I think, is a very well put together news station. But of course, there's drama channels and commentary channels. And I think it's going to be a very blurred line. And it's going to end up being, if it's going to have backlash on YouTube for getting rid of the channel. Like, that's what it's going to be. But I think there's going to be a lot of like demonetization and suspensions and marks and stuff. But I think it would be, I don't think YouTube quite knows what they're going to do. But I've had it where another channel has taken my video, played my whole video, but because they were commentating on it, and by commentary I mean telling everyone how much of an idiot I was and how I was all of these cuss words and basically just saying the rudest, meanest things I've ever heard someone say about me. They were commentating about it. They wouldn't take down the video because they were like, he's not stealing your content, he's talking about it. I was like, he played my whole video, and also he's harassing me. And they're like, doesn't matter. So I've been on that side of it, and I'm like, take down the video. So I'm glad they're doing something about it, but at the same time, I'm like, this is going to be a very blurry, confusing, I'm sure a lot of mistakes are going to be made on YouTube's part, but I'm glad they're trying to do something, which seems very obviously they should do something. So I just think that I'm glad they're doing something, or they say they're going to do something. I won't believe it till I see it, but at least they're talking about it. I don't know. I've kind of given up on YouTube doing the right thing, in all honesty. I lie. There's one more random little bit of information. Apparently, I saw this on Twitter, in Microsoft Excel, the save button is a little floppy disk icon. And children think it's a soda vending machine. I've gotten so old where people don't know what a floppy disk is anymore. But also, someone made a really good point. Why in the world is that the save button? Because you'd save things on a floppy disk. You also save things on a USB port drive, a hard drive. I don't know. It's not on a Mac. It's only on Microsoft Excel. But I just felt really freaking old when I saw that. That's all the news I have for today. I usually play a game. Matt, do you want to play a game?
Okay.
We're good. You want to play 20 questions?
Okay.
20 questions. Okay, I'm going to think of an animal. You have 20 questions to guess which animal it is.
Can we switch?
Do you have the animal in your head?
Yes.
Okay. Is it bigger than Blaze?
I wasn't ready.
Okay. You have 5 seconds to think of an animal. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
Do. Do, 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 do. Is it bigger than Blaze?
No.
Does it walk on four legs?
Yes.
Have I seen it in person?
Yes.
Is it something I could own in this house?
You wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to. Does it go in water?
It can.
It can go in water. I wouldn't want to own it. It walks on four legs. It's smaller than Blaze. Okay. Is it super hairy?
No.
Does it have scales?
Yes.
Yeah, it has scales. Is it an alligator?
No.
Oh, God. Does it eat meat?
No.
Okay, can go water. If it walks on four legs, I wouldn't want to own it. That's a bold statement. An animal that I wouldn't want to own.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Because I'd want to own almost all the animals. Is it a pig? He's looking around my room.
Do you need a hint?
Yes.
Snoop's afternoon treat.
Snoop's afternoon treat. Is it a chicken? Snoop's afternoon treat. Wait, what? Ice. Salmon. Chicken. Snoop's afternoon treat. Lizards. Is it a lizard?
Yes.
I got it. Snoop has never actually gotten a lizard. Snoop, our dog, goes outside. Every time we open the door, he runs to the bushes along the wall and tries to catch anything he possibly can. He's obsessed with lizards. He's never caught one. So that was 20 questions, and I don't have any. Usually we have a question answer segment, but I didn't tell Twitter that you were going to be here, so they didn't ask any questions. I can ask you questions I know they'd ask you. Are you going to show up in my Twitch chat?
Maybe.
What's your favorite food?
Avocado and pineapple.
The man after my own heart. They're going to send you avocado and pineapples, just so you know.
No gifts, please.
What's your favorite activity?
That's too personal.
That's too personal. All right, guys. I think that's going to be it for this podcast. I know it's very different than what I normally do, but I had a lot of fun recording it, and I hope you had a lot of fun listening to it. You got to see Matt's shoes and hear his voice, which is rare. But I'm going to go now. I will see you next week. My father will be the guest next week, so I'll hold all your questions for then. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Subscribe if you're on the channel, or subscribe if you're on the podcast thing on iTunes, to follow, subscribe. I don't know what they're called on all the platforms. You can follow me on Twitch and Instagram and Twitter and all the things. Miss Our Ball everywhere. And just type in Rachel Ballinger. You'll find me. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. And see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz, and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.